This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. The Lok Sabha is holding discussion on the Waqf Amendment Bill 2025 as proposed by a joint parliamentary committee. The bill seeks to improve the administration of Waqf properties, introduce technology-driven management, address complexities and ensure transparency. Moving the bill, Union Minority Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said the consultation process of the joint parliamentary committee was the largest ever exercise carried out by a parliamentary panel in India's democratic history. He said the legislation has nothing to do with the religious practice of Muslims and it only deals with the properties related to Waqf boards. He said the government wants to make the Waqf boards inclusive and secular. Mr. Rijiju accused the opposition of misleading people over the bill. Anurag Thakur of BJP thanked several organizations for supporting the bill. He said it is time to amend the Waqf as this has become a base of atrocity and corruption.
Ye vidhayak nahi, ek ummeed hai. इस उम्मीद में एम्पावरमेंट है, एफिशिएंसी है, डेवलपमेंट है और कहीं ना कहीं इसी को देखकर आज जहां देश भर के लोग इसके समर्थन में है, चर्च से लेकर मुस्लिम की अन्य सभाओं ने इसका समर्थन किया है, उसके लिए भी मैं उनका बहुत बहुत आभार प्रकट करता हूं.
The Minority Affairs Minister also moved the Musalman Waqf Appeal Repeal Bill 2024. Earlier initiating the discussion, Gaurav Gogoi of Congress alleged that through this bill, the government wants to dilute the constitution, defame minorities and divide Indian society. Akhilesh Yadav of Samajwadi Party alleged the bill has been brought by the government to hide its failure related to price rise, unemployment, demonetization and other issues.
नाकामी का पर्दा इस बार है वक्फ बिल और नाकामी कोई एकाद नहीं है, मैं कई नाकामियां बता सकता हूं. नाकामी बेरोजगारी की भी है, नाकामी महंगाई की भी है, नाकामी किसान की आय दोगुनी नहीं कर पाए वो भी इनकी नाकामी है. गंगा क्या साफ हो गई, यमुना क्या साफ हो गई, स्मार्ट सिटी क्या बन गई. इसलिए मैं कहना चाहता हूं ये नाकामी का पर्दा इस बार वक्फ बिल बना है.
Several other members took part in the debate, including A. Raja of DMK, Krishna Prasad Tenneti of TDP, TMC MP Kalyan Banerjee, JDU leader and Union Minister Rajiv Ranjan Singh Lalan, and Ravi Shankar Prasad of the BJP. The discussion is underway. The Parliament has passed the Immigration and Foreigners Bill 2025, with the Rajya Sabha approving it today. The Lok Sabha has already passed the bill. The legislation seeks to regulate immigration, entry and stay of foreigners in India. Replying to a debate on the bill in the House, Minister of State for Home Nityanand Rai said that the legislation will help manage all the updated records of the foreigners visiting India. Members from various political parties also participated in the discussion. After completing the business, the House adjourned to meet again at 11 a.m. tomorrow. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a two-day visit to Thailand tomorrow morning to participate in the 6th BIMSTEC summit. During the visit, the Prime Minister will hold bilateral talks with his Thai counterpart, Pentongtan Shinawatra, at Bangkok tomorrow. India has surpassed the United States and Europe by producing 1,681 locomotives during the financial year 2024-25. The Ministry of Railways in a statement today said that this marks an increase of 19% compared to the 1,472 locomotives produced in the previous financial year 2023-24. U.S. President Donald Trump is set to announce tariffs on all nations tonight that impose duties on American goods. The tariff announcement will reveal which countries and sectors the Trump administration will target as it tries to reduce a $1.2 trillion global goods trade deficit. The benchmark domestic equity indices today ended with gains of over 0.7% and mixed global cues ahead of the U.S. President Donald Trump's tariff announcement. The 30-share index at the Bombay Stock Exchange Sensex rose 593 points to close at 76,617. In IPL T20 cricket, host Royal Challengers Bengaluru will lock horns with Gujarat Titans at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium today. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. And with that, we end this news bulletin.